Now we have the lovely Jenna, who's going to do our reading today.
Matthew chapter 15, verses 13 to 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand. And the same way, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
Okay, so the reason we did salted versus unsalted food is because, to prove the point, that salt is tasteful, it's purifying, and what I didn't realize until I started studying for this message is that there's attributes in the Bible to holiness with it. So does anybody know about the Old Testament sacrifices and all the different laws that they had to do in the Old Testament? Have any of you heard of it before? No? Just say no, Ruby. Okay, so in Leviticus 2, verse 13, does anybody want to read it out? First one to get it gets back at Haribo. I'm being serious, there's Haribo in that bag. 2, verse 13. I was looking at the different themes of salt in the Bible, and I found this whenever I was doing my study. Have you got it? Yeah, come on ahead.
Leviticus 2:13 says, "Season all your grain offerings with salt. Do not leave the salt of the covenant of your God out of your grain offerings. Add salt to all your offerings."
Thank you. So what I can see from there is that it's not just Jesus who talks about the attributes of salt. It's also in the Old Testament. Now, in the Old Testament, they had to make different sacrifices because they had to keep on saying sorry to God. They didn't have Jesus to make the last sacrifice for them, to forgive them. So they had to follow all of the different laws and continually sacrifice. But God obviously recognized the purifying qualities of salt. So I find that interesting whenever Jesus was describing us as the salt of the earth. Now, I thought it was quite funny because I was studying for this, and then Daniel, my boyfriend, and I went out yesterday. And this is just your usual funny story during the sermon. Okay, so you all feel free to laugh in advance. Okay, so went out yesterday and went to go, some shopping center. I'm still not used to here yet, but we had those usual stalls in the middle of the guys that are trying to sell you stuff. And he was like, "Have you got your mum something for Mother's Day?" And I was like, "Yeah." And Daniel was like, "Yeah, I have too." And it just came out, and I was like, "He's lying. Like, he hasn't, because I haven't bought it for her yet." Okay? So it just came out. I didn't even mean to say it. I'm just so used to doing it. So then we ended up having to sit for 30 minutes getting our hands exfoliated with this different salt cream. But in the end, our hands were a lot softer. It took away all of our dead skin. And I thought, that's actually quite interesting considering the sermon tomorrow. But anyway, interestingly enough, okay, so that's the world who recognizes salt and its qualities, the Bible that recognizes it, and even witches have been known to recognize it for their rituals. So it's not just God that sends salt something special. But let's put that to the side for a wee second. Why does Jesus call us to be like salt? Matthew 5 says that we are the light of the world. That's what we've just read. Jesus is not just calling us the salt of the earth, but the light of the world. But John 8 says something different. Jesus is calling himself the light of the world. So either the Bible is contradicting itself, or there's something bigger that we have to look at. The New Testament compared to the Old Testament gives us a greater role. Jesus is passing on his light to us. You know, in the Old Testament, it was only God's people who were able to be special. They were the people of Israel. But Jesus says that it's us as well, that it's anyone this earth who wants to be like Jesus. He's given us a role of great things in this earth. In this dark earth, he's letting us be like him. But if we intertwine salt and light, we have what our great calling is. Purity through the light of Christ. So it's not just being salt and maybe being a little bit more fun than everybody else. It's being different than this world. It's being different than this darkness. It's being Jesus in this earth. Now, the reason I thought this was good for the guides and the brownies and the rainbows today is because your theme is connect. It's connecting with people all around the earth. And what better way to connect than being what Jesus told us to be, the salt and the light. But more than just that, I was thinking about Jesus as the salt and light of the earth, because what better way to look at our calling than to look at what Jesus did? Now, if we look at Jesus being the salt and the earth and the light of the world, it brought him to the cross. It brought him cut off from all of his friends and cut off from God. So that kind of changed my perspective on it, because I thought, oh, I'll just do some good things. You know, Jesus tells us to do good things, so that's okay. That gets me away with it. But it actually brought Jesus to a really dark place to be that way. It brought him away from everybody that he loved. But why did he do that? He did that for us. Jesus was alone at the cross, but that was the moment when he was the biggest light of the earth. It was the moment when we were able to come into the holies of holies. We didn't have to be like the Old Testament no more. So my question to you and to myself, because this has really challenged me this week, is where does being salt and light bring you? The whole focus of this verse at the end is, if I can find it, in the same way, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Now, the reason I asked you why do we do good stuff is because I knew you'd all answer it wrong, because we actually said at the start again that it was for God. But you should have learned that from the last All Age I did. I was just tricking you, I'm sorry. I told Tegan that and she thought it was really funny. So if we're really to be like God, where does that bring us? Does that bring us to people that maybe other people do not want to look at? Does it bring us into dark places where we don't want to be? Because Jesus was with people that nobody else wanted to be with. Jesus was different. Now, being salt and light might not be the prettiest thing in this world, but it's what I want to do. So my challenge for you today, and for myself, is where does being salt and light bring you? Okay, and I'll just say a wee prayer now. Thank you. Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to read your word. Thank you that you continually teach us. Lord, that you turn our world upside down to show us to be more like you. I pray that we really receive your word today, that anything that is of me is scattered, but anything that is of you resides in our hearts. Amen.